Okay, Rabbosu, today's daf is Lulav. is Sukkah daf Lama Gimel, and we are here in the Perek of Lulav Agazel, and we're holding by the Mishnah on Lama Beis, that does not talk about a Lulav, but it does talk about a Hadas. A Hadas, that is a Hadas Agazel Vayavish, just like we said by the Lulav, right? If a Hadas is either dried out or it is stolen, so then possible it is no good. Shal Shira Vishalir Nidachas possible. Same thing if it is Avodah Zarah or for an Ir Nidachas. Like we discussed a couple days ago, Niktam Rosha, the top was chopped off, or Nifitsu Olav, where the leaves were torn off. Oshaya Anava Maruba is Me'elav. This is already something different, obviously, than the Lulav here. The issue is where they had more berries on the Hadas than the leaves. So, puzzle, that's no good. V'imiyatan, but if you took off the berries, right, so that they have more leaves than berries, so then kosher, that's fine. V'imimatan be'antav, but you can't do that in Yantav because you are fixing. The Hadas, that's an Isur D'Rabbanan of Tikkun Mana, right? It's similar to Makav L'Patish. So the Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan within the Rebbeisa, Anaf Eitz Avos, right? That's describing the Hadasim. So the Gemara learns out, Sh'anaf Av Chofin Es Eitzo, where it's Anafav, where it's leaves, cover, it's Eitzo, the wood, right? The wood part of the, I guess, the whatever you call a Hadas, right? Whatever part of anatomy that is, not anatomy, botany, whatever. With the leaves cover the wood. Vezahu, what is that? Aveomer Zahadas, that's the Hadas. Avemazesa, so why not an olive branch? So the Gemara says, Binan Avos Veleka, because you require it to be braided. Avos, right, enough, it's Avos, right, means it's the leaves kind of look like they're braided. Again, in the Hadas, again, another daf today. If you have picture books, it's very, very shaykh to take out your picture book. Right, if you can imagine a hadas, right, it has those three leaves growing out from one root, so it looks like almost like it is braided. Vema dulva, okay, what about a dulva? A dulva, the art school translates as a chestnut tree, okay, sure, I don't think I've ever seen chestnut tree leaves, but whatever, sure, why not? So Gemara says, Be'inan anafav chufin es eitzo v'laka, because you require that the leaves should cover the branches, and apparently that doesn't work. Maybe it should cover the wood, and apparently it doesn't cover it all the way up. Vema hirduf, what about the hirduf tree? So the Gemara says, and the hirduf is a poisonous plant. Chazal say that that's the tree that Moshe threw into the waters at Marah, and Pasuk says, Vayim tkua mayim, and the water became sweet. So what about that tree? So Amar Abai says, because we require, right, it has to be the Torah's mitzvahs are beautiful, and apparently the leaves were a little bit sharp, it wasn't comfortable to hold them, so it doesn't make sense. The Torah would tell you to take something that's uncomfortable to hold. And Rava Amar Mehacha HaEmes V'Shalva Ahavu, right, that you should love. Emes V'Shalva literally means truth and peace, right, but again, Pashas is just because it's poisonous, right, not because it's sharp, but because it's poisonous, and it's not something you should be using for a mitzvah. Okay. Tan Rabbanan l'Amar Braisa. Kalua kimin kalia v'domet l'shalshelas. What about a hadas? If it's braided, and looks like a shalshelas, right? A shalshelas is a chain, an interlocking chain. So zeh hadas, right? Again, that's what we're describing here with the hadas. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omar. Anaf eitz avos. What did we learn from that pasuk? Eight, again, that we just quoted before, right? That describes a hadas. Eitz shatam eitz operiel shavet. Right, Havi Omer Zahadas. Apparently, we're looking for a tree whose fruit and wood taste the same. Okay, sure. I haven't tried that out, but fine. And that is the Hadas. Tana within the Raisa, Eitz Avos Kasher, Vashena Avos Pasul. Right, again, if the leaves are braided, so then it's Kasher, but if not, it's Pasul. So Gemara says, well, Heichidami, what is that? The Heichidami Avos, right? How do you tell me? Right? How do you show me that the leaf is that the plant is braided? What does that mean? What's that case? Right, again, as we described before, where you have the leaves, you have three growing out of one root. So that's what we're looking for here. Even if you have two and one, meaning they're not growing out of a single root, but you have two growing out of a root, and then the third one are growing out of a different root. Ravacha braid the Rava Mahadar Atre Vachad, right? Hov enough me put me the Rav Kahana. And sure enough, Ravacha braid the Rava, right, used to try and find that type of Hadas because Rav Kahana said it. Amar Le Mar Bar Amimar Le Ravashi, Mar Bar Amir, Sitra Vashi, Abba Lahu Hadas Shota Karela. Say, my father, meaning obviously Amimar, right? Mar Bar Amimar means he was Amimar's kid. So he says, Abba, my father, that he's referring to Amimar, he would call that a crazy Hadas, meaning that you have two in one, as opposed to the three leaves growing out of one root. So he would call that a crazy Hadas. I'm implying that it's no good. And obviously, sure enough, right, if you buy, you know, Aleph or Aleph types of Hadasim, so all of the leaves are growing out of a single root right on the tree, on the branch over there. Tana Barnum will then rise up. Nishru Rov Alav, let's say most of the leaves fell off. Finishtari Bomiut, but you have a little bit, you have a minority of the leaves still on the Hadas, so then kosher, it's fine. As long as it's still braided. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Hagufa kasher? What are you talking about? Right, Amarta Nishru Rov Alav kasher. The one that you tell me most of the leaves fell off, and then you tell me as long as it's braided, right? How in the world, right? If you're telling me the majority of the leaves fell off, that means two out of three, right, or thereabouts. So where are you getting this braided hadas from? If you're losing most of the leaves, so Rabbi says mishkachas la ba'asa mitzra, in the case of a certain type of hadas. That the kaimi shiva shiva b'chakina, it doesn't have three leaves growing out of one root, it has seven. So then, okay, dechinasri arba, if you take away four of them, so pashalei tlasa, then you're still left with three, right? And obviously that's fine, that still looks like it's braided. Amar Abayibai says, shmamina hai asa mitzra kasher laushan. Apparently we see that this type of hadas is kosher. So Gemara says, okay, pshita, well, yeah, why not? So, Mazatem, you might have thought, oh, the Islay Shem Levoi, right? Since you might have thought that since it has a nickname, meaning a secondary name, right, that the Asa Mitzra, the Mitzra is the Mitzra type of Asa, Asa Zahadas. So, it's a Mitzra type of Hadas, so you might have thought the Lo Mitzkasher. Therefore, you might have thought it's no good, right? Kamash Malan, therefore it is good. Now, we had that before. When did we have that before that something was no good because we added a name? It was a swamp type of. I forget the context. They said that something was. I forget it. Maybe it might have been Aravos. I don't remember. They said like we need Aravos. We can't have swamp Aravos. Just for example, I'm not sure if that's actually what the halacha was, but I don't remember. It's off the top of my head. I don't remember. But either way, right? We do see there are examples where you know we might have thought that once you call something, this mitzra type of hadas, you might have thought. That is a different species altogether, so therefore, Kamash Malan, that it is fine to use for Dalaminim. V'yamachanami, okay, well, how do you know? Meaning, how do you know that it's fine? Maybe it's not fine. Right, so Gemara says, Eitz Avos Amarachmana, right, Mikol Makom, because the Pasuk says, Eitz Avos, right, the Pasuk says, a braided branch, a braided tree, a braided piece of wood. So, regardless of whatever type of species it is, meaning that if as long as it's within the same species that we just explained, right, regardless, right, that it's fine. Tanar Bana will under Brisa Yavshu Rov Olav Finisharu Bo Shlosha Badi Olin Lachin. Let's say what happened is that most of the hadas dried up, but you still have three leaves that are still moist, meaning still fresh, still I guess green. So kasha then it's kasha. Rama Rav Chista Uvrosh Kolecha VeEchad. But you need to have it at the top of each one. Discussion between Rashi and the Rishonim over here as to whether we're talking about someone who has a bunch of hadasim and you just have three stalks that are still moist, and Rav Chisda then is saying that the top one has to, the top of them still has to be fresh, or maybe we're talking about one hadas, and the question is whether how many leaves are still fresh or still not dried out. Okay, either way. Well, again, this not a libid hilchasa right now. Niktam Rosha, let's say the top was chopped off for the hadas. So, Tani Ula Bar Chinina, Niktam Rosha, but also Botamra Kosher. If the top was chopped off, but then a literally means a date, but it means like a bud. If a bud of the berries started growing on top of it, so then it's kosher, then that works out, and then it's fine. And Bayi Rabbi Yirmiyah, as we'll see, there's different colors, types of fruit, of berries, that some are fine, some are not fine, right? In this scenario, right, if you had like some sort of like, let's say a little green bud, so that would be okay. So the Gemara says, Bayi Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Yirmiyah asked 1 second. Niktam Rosho, Me'erev Yom Tov, also the Tam Rabbi Yom Tov, Mahu, right? 1 second. When was this, when did this happen, that the top got chopped off and then a bud grew on top of it to make it kosher. Right? If you're telling me that it was chopped off before Yontif, meaning it was on Erev Yontif, and then the bud grew on Yontif to make it kosher, so if that's the shayla, yesh dichli itzimisvus or lo. Right? Meaning, the problem is, the question is there the concept of dichli, does that apply to mitzvos as well? If you remember, from Maseches Yuma and Maseches Pesachim, if I'm not mistaken, there's a concept of dichui by korbanos, right? If you look at Rashi here, he quotes the concept for you. Look at yesh dichui etzel mitzvos. Klomar neheges tars dichui etzel mitzvos keshem sheneheges etzel korbanos. What is this concept of dichui by korbanos? So Rashi explains. Dimnira v'nidches mishinishchata. So armas amarta or amris yidche dato lo hader chazi. Meaning, well, I guess I have to translate that for it to make sense, right? Meaning, when we say an animal is no good for a korban, right? Let's say you pick out an animal for a korban, and it has some sort of issue, right? When the issue gets resolved, right, do we say that since it was dichli, since it was nidcha, since it was pushed away, since it was invalidated for use as a korban, it is no longer able to be used? It's nidcha; it's totally gone. Or do we say ein dichui, that we don't say it's permanently rejected if you can fix whatever issue was wrong by the korbanos? So by a korban, right? If we say yesh dichui ber korbanos, this concept of dichui, right? Does that apply by mitzvos as well? Meaning you had a hadas that was good, right? The top got chopped off, so now the hadas is no good, right? Do we apply this mitzvah of dichui? Do we say that since it was no good, right, when the top got chopped off, even though the berry grows, the bud grows on top and makes it good again, do we say, no, it was dichui, it was nidche, it was pushed away, it was disqualified, and therefore it's still no good? Or can you fix it? Are you able to fix it? Does it then become, I guess re-kusher is not a word, but does it become kusher again, right, after, right, it is quote-unquote fixed? Does that apply? That's the question that Rabbi Yirmiyah is saying, because he's assuming that it became puzzle on Erev Yontif, and then on Yontif it became unpuzzle, right? It became kosher. So what's the deal? So v'tishva lemehadetan. Let's figure out this halacha, whether we apply dichui by mitzvos from the following mishnah. This mishnah is in Chulin, right? Kiso v'nizgale poter milachasos. The halacha is that certain types of animals that are shechted, you have to cover their blood. A chaya, let's say like a deer, or an oaf, or a bird, so you have to cut. There's a mitzvah called dichui, not dichui, kisui hadam, the covering the blood. So the question is, let's say the blood, you cover the blood with some dirt, right, as you're supposed to, and then the wind blew the dirt and the blood became uncovered. So the Mishnah says that you don't have to go cover it again. But kisui haruach, but if the wind covered it, let's say, right, you had the blood on the floor, the wind took some dirt and covered it, right, and then the wind blew the dirt off and it uncovered it. So then, chayav lechasos, then you have to recover it. Lo shanu ela shechazer mezgala. Right. This what we're saying over here in the second part of the Mishnah is that when it became, right, like I explained, that the blood was covered by the wind, then the wind subsequently uncovered the blood, and then we're going to make the guy go back and actually cover it. Have a lo chazer mezgala. But if the wind covered the blood with the dirt, and then it stayed covered, so then Potter min lechazos, then he's Potter. V'avinaban, we explained about this, v'kichazor min iskala, amai chayav lechazos. I understand. Why would you have to cover the blood if the wind covered it with dirt and then uncovered it? Why would you then have to go cover it? Right? Hov v'idchi idchi. Once it was pushed off, once it didn't need to be covered, once it was outside the realm of the mitzvah of kisui adam, let it idchi, let it be pushed away. What do you mean? Now that it is once again obligated in kisui adam, why would you have to do that, right? It's already nidche. Let it be, you know, pushed away and disqualified from the mitzvah of kisui adam completely. Rav Papa said about this, zos omeres in dichui, it's in mitzvahs. Apparently, Rav Papa explained from this that, yeah, because there's no concept of dichui by mitzvahs. There's no concept that once it's, you're not able to do a mitzvah with this item, right, it's never able to be used for the mitzvah. No, we don't see that, because we see that the blood was covered, okay, it was not shaykh to the mitzvah of kisui adam. It was then uncovered, and the Mishnah requires you to actually cover it. Right? So we don't say that once it was disqualified, it is always disqualified. Why don't we use this Mishnah, the Gemara asks, why don't we use this Mishnah as a proof that ain't dichui etzel mitzvahs, that we don't say that mitzvahs, right, that items are permanently disqualified from mitzvos. So the Rav Papa gufa miboyle, because it's actually, the question is Rav Papa's explanation. That's the question that Rav Yirmiyah wants to know about. Mifshit pashelei ein dichli etzel mitzvos. Are we positive that ein dichli etzel mitzvos and loshon lekula loshon lechumra? Right, and it doesn't matter whether that concept results in a kula or a chumra. Odil masukim misafkele, or maybe he's not sure that lechumra amrinan, lekula lo amrinan. Right, maybe we say it lechumra, but we don't necessarily say it lekula. Meaning, if you're telling me that ein dichli etzel mitzvos. Right, we for sure say that bechumra, right? Meaning lechumra, right? When Rav Papa said that by the case of the blood, right? The blood is covered by the wind, and then the wind is uncovered. It, yeah. So when you say ein dichli etzel mitzvos, that results in a chumra. That results in a chumra because now you have to go and cover the blood. But by the hadas. If you tell me ein dichli etzel mitzvos, and therefore when hadas is no good, and then it becomes good on yontif, so now that results in a kula. Now you tell me that hadas is now able to be taken; it's mutter to take it for the dalad minim. So the question is: that was exactly Rav Yirmiyah's question. By a chumrah, by something that you know now you are obligated to do because ein dichli etzel mitzvos. Okay, that's what Rav Papa is talking about, but. If you tell me that ein dichli etzel mitzvos will result in a kula, that now you're allowed to use an item that was previously possible, right, the question is, that's the question we're talking about, and teiku, the Gemara does not resolve that question. Lamer kitzan, maybe this whole concept of the ein dichli, yesh dichli by mitzvos is a machlokes tanaim, because the Braisa says, avar v'laktan pasul, right, again, we said in the Mishnah that if you took a hadas with berries is possible, and you're not allowed to take it on yontif. If you take it on yontif, that's an issur derabanan. So let's say you did. So the Tanakhama holds that the hadas is possible, right? You haven't actually fixed anything. Not the Tanakhama, but Dibri Rabbi Elazar ben Sadr. But the Chacham say no, the hadas is good, even though you violated that din derabanan. Savru the kulei alma lulu of ein tzarech eged. We assume what they thought to say. I mean, whenever it says savru, it means that the chaver and the base medrash. Right, they thought to understand this machlokes to say that everybody agrees that lulav ein tzarech eged, you don't need to bind the lulav together, meaning you don't need to do some sort of action to make all the items together, make it all together, bring it together. Vintim zalom tzarech eged, and even if you say that you have to, right, lulav fin lulav misukah, but we don't learn the lachos of lulav misukah, and therefore the chtibbe, the chtibbe tazav lo mina asoi, where again we have the concept, if you remember from the beginning of the Masechta, that you have to actually make the schach, you have to do something to set up the schach. So either you're telling me that you don't, lulav lo tzarech eged, that you don't need to bind it together, you don't need to do an action to bring it together, or you do, but we don't learn from sukkah that that has to happen through an action of a person. Right, and therefore, meaning even if you didn't actually do anything to put it together, you can still use the lulav and all the stuff that are bundled together. So therefore, again, if the hadas was no good and it was put into the group, into the eged with all the other minim, and then you took off the berries, then it's fine because right, we don't require a maisa to join all of the things together. So we assume that's the shita here. And my lav hakamifugi and the machokas is. That the man the puzzle sever amrinan yesh dichli b'mitzvos, man the machshir sever ein lo amrinan yesh dichli etzel mitzvos. And the machlokes is simply whether there's dichli by mitzvos. Right? If you're telling me that the hadas was no good and became good, right? Do we say that when it became good again, right? Is that kosher? Is that okay? And that's the machlokes, right? Between whether when you pluck the berries, right? Are you allowed to use the hadas? So the Gemara says, no, that's not actually the machlokas, because what we understand is the kuli amalomni on the ish dichli etzel mitzvos. Everybody here in this brisa says that there's no dichli by mitzvos, and therefore you could theoretically fix this hadas to make it good. The question is, v'hacha b'melef lulav misoka kamefliki. The machlokas is whether you learn this concept of that you need to do a maisa to bring the lulav together. Do you learn that from Hilchos Sukkah? Mar sabri yalfin lulav misukah, umar sabri lo yalfin lulav misukah. One of the moles you do, one of the moles you don't, and therefore, if you do, so then you require a new maisa to bundle them all together, and when you pick the berries, so then you can have a problem. But according to the Chachamim, you don't require. We don't learn lulav from sukkah, therefore you don't require a maisa to kind of bind them together. Therefore, when you pick the berries, even though it was already together, right, it's fine because we don't require you to rebundle the lulav and esrim. Vibay zema, or another way to explain the machlokas, that israel on lulav tzarech eged, that if you hold that you do need to do a maisa to bind everything together, tkulei ami alfina lulav misuka, because everybody holds that you do compare lulav to suka, so we require a maisa to bind everything together. But v'achab lulav tzarech eged kamiflagi. The question is whether that bundling is, you know, bringing everything together is chashuv, is crucial. Right? And it's this machlokas that we've quoted before. The Tanya lekvilna b'risa lulav bein eged bein shelo eged sheino eged kosher. Right? The Tanakama says that whether you bound everything together, the lulav and the dalaminim is kosher. Rabbi Yehuda omer eged kosher sheino a good puzzle. Right? No, that you actually have to do a maisa to bundle and bind everything together. My time in the Rabbi Yehuda, what's Rabbi Yehuda's logic? So again, we've learned, right? Yolev lekicha lekicha meegudas ezov. Right, it's Gzeres Shava from the bundle of the Ezov that they took in Mitzrayim to dip in the blood and put on the Mashkov, to put on the door by Makas Bechoros. Ksiv Hakas says over here by Sukkah. So Lukachtem Lacham by Yom Rishon, right? You have to take for yourself on the first day. Uksiv Hasam says Lukachtem Agusas Ezov. I said Lukachtem, you have to take. Right, Malhala Naguda, Afkan Naguda, just like over there, it was a bundle, so too, you have to bind together the lulav as well. Verabban, unless Lud Lakicha Kicha, then simply the Chachamim do not have the Gzeres Shava. Okay, but Taklis, bottom line, that's the machlokas here is not whether Yesh or Ein Dichui B'mitzos. Mantan Alahad Tarun, again, the same Hemshech of the Gemara we had before. Right, who is the one who holds the following, that lulav mitzvah la'ogdo, that it's a mitzvah to bind it together? Right, Vim lo. Agdo kosher, and if you didn't bind it together, it's kosher. So the problem is that this brisa seems to straddle both opinions. Money, who's the author? Who's the guy who said this brisa? E Rabbi Yehuda, if it's Rabbi Yehuda, ilo agdo amai kosher. Again, it says it's a mitzvah to bind it, but if you don't bind it the lulav together, then it's still fine. So Rabbi Yehuda says it's not still fine. You need to bind it. So v'irabanan, and if it's a rabbanan, so my mitzvah covered. What mitzvah is there where the rabbanan holds it? You don't have to bind it together. So the Gemara says you're right. You're lo'olam rabbanan. No mitzvah mishum zekeli v'aveu. Really, it's a rabbanan shita. The mitzvah is simply not a din in lulav per se, but it's a mitzvah in making mitzvahs beautiful. So it's good to bind them all together, right, and do them right, and hold them together, right, so it looks better. Okay. So the Mishnah of Shahayu anav of meruvim. Let's say you had more berries than leaves on the hadas. So then it is no good. So Amar Rukhista davar zer Rabbeinu Agadol amru davar the great Rebbe. Usually, Rabbeinu very often refers to Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, but Rashi says here it refers to Rav. Rav Chisda says, Rav said, "V'amakom yebe Israel kashbroko should help him." Lo shonu ela b'makom echad. Right, that's only when the berries are in one place. But if the berries are kind of like all over the place, so then kosher, then it's fine. I'm like Rav said to him, "What are you talking about? Shnei mishlosha makomos." Right, have a manure apostle. You have berries all over the place. That's spotted. The hadas is spotted, and that's apostle. If you look at Rashi, right, because the lav hadar, that's not good. It's not a good looking hadas, right? So you got berries all over the place. It looks weird. So that's no good. So ela iyit mar hachim. Rather, we have to rearrange and rephrase what Rav Chisda said. Osh hayu anavim ruvim me'alav puzzle. Right, again, if you're telling me there are more berries than leaves, that's puzzle. Amar Rav Chisda said davar zera Rabbeinu Agadol amro v'makom ya be'ezro. Right, this is what our great teacher Rav said. Kosh Baruch Hu should help him. What did he say? Lo shano ela anav of shechoros. That's only if the fruit, if the berries are black, right? Then it's no good, right? Aval anav of yirokos. But if the berries are green, so then mine the hadas hu v'kosher. That's like the same thing as the hadas, right? And that is kosher. If you look at Rashi, right? Shemarehen shaven. It looks the same. Vein nira menumar doesn't look spotted. So therefore, right, it doesn't look like a leopard, right? It's everything's the same color, so you still have that aspect of hadar, and it's still beautiful. Amar Papa Rav Papa says, Adumos kishkuros damyan. Red is like black, and it's no good, and that makes a lot of sense. Unless, I guess, you're colorblind, and then they all look green or red or whatever. Fine. Damar Rav Chanina, because Rav Chanina said, fascinating proof, how he says that red is like black. I would have said because they're not green. but he proves it from halacha nida, which is fascinating. Dam Rabbi Chanina, hay dam shachar adom hu ela shalaka. Again, in terms of checking the color of potential emissions, right? So if you have some sort of black blood, so that's bad. That's without obviously getting into many halachos nida, right? So that's going to be probably an issue of nida, because really it's red blood, but it just turned black, meaning it just I don't know, it got old or whatever, it just ended up turning black. Okay, right, that's obviously not at all our purposes right now. All right, im miatan kosher, if you took off the berries, then it's fine. So the Gemara says again, dematinu emas, when are you taking off these berries? But either on the kamei log day, every time it's before you bound everything together. So pshita, obviously everything is fine, because you fixed the hadas before you brought it all together, right? Obviously. And so basically when you took them all together, they were all kosher. So ela masa la'agde must be after you bound all of the dalamin, or three minim really, together. And dikhu mei karahu. And again, when you're telling me it was posseled, that was originally this puzzle, you put it together, and then you fix the hadas. So apparently, tifshut minei dikhui, but mei kar lo havi dikhui. Apparently, we see that there ain't dikhui b'mitzvahs. We don't say, not dikhin dikhui b'mitzvahs, sorry, but that something that is originally no good, right, is not permanently, this is a little bit different. Right here, what's going on over here? The hadas, when it was cut off the tree, right, at that point, it was no good. It had too many berries. So mei kara, originally, it was no good for the mitzvah. You put it together anyway, and then you fixed it. So apparently you see that something that dikhui mei kara, something that's originally no good, meaning it never had a point in its life, quote-unquote, and that it was good for the mitzvah until you took it, until you fixed it, right? So apparently that's not a problem, meaning that when you fix that issue, i.e. take off the berries, so then it becomes kosher. So maybe that should answer that shaila. So Sigmar says, no, lo'olam basar da'agdi. No, the case is, right, after you bundled it, meaning... Either way, meaning the Gemara wants to know. Meaning, if you took the berries off beforehand, so obviously it's good. And if you took the berries off afterwards, so that should solve the answer, that should solve the question of whether dikhui meikara havi dikhui or not. And we don't say that. Meaning, we don't answer, right, that actually, the Gemara doesn't say that. That you know, this answers the question of whether something that's originally possible can ever become kosher again. So the Gemara says, la'olam, so really, basar da'agde, really, it's after it was bound altogether. What about this whole concept of dikhui meikara lo'avi dikhui? So, v'kasavar eged azmana ba'almahu. No, this Tana holds that binding, or bringing all of the minim together, is not anything really halachic. It's just hazmana, just preparation. And v'azmana ba'alma lav klumu. And kind of hazmana, just preparing it, is not a thing. Meaning, we're only going to say that something is dikhui, is nidche, is pushed off, is no good, is pasul, when it's time to do the mitzvah. When you're about to do the mitzvah. When it's you're going to use it for the mitzvah. And esrog in July, right, is not pasul. Right, it's not shayach. It's not. There's nothing to talk about. So when you're saying that when the Gemara is saying that you're going to bring them all together, right? But the Tana holds that the bringing of the three minim together is not anything. So that what that code phrase is for, that it's the time of the mitzvah has not come yet. I mean, you're doing this all beforehand, and therefore nothing's going to be dikhui. It's not going to be nidcha. It's not going to be puzzled, right? Because already you haven't gotten to the point where you're going to do the mitzvah yet. Okay. You can't take off the berries on Yom Tov. However, v'lakta mai, let's say you did. So what's the din? So apparently kosher. Right? Apparently you see that it's kosher. Right? Again, because it didn't say that it's possible. Right? The eshkor emas. Now the question is, when did it turn black? Meaning, well, when did the berries, right, when did you have an issue on the berries? Because we said before, right, the berries are green. So the berries that are green are fine. So it must be, right, that when you have these berries, right, they must be black, right, for them to be an issue. And so when you took them off on Yom Tov, apparently they're kosher. When did they become black? Right, ilei medesh kol me'ad. Well, if they became black before Yom Tov, so dikhui me'ikarahu. So that's again the same issue, that you have dikhui me'ikara. It was originally possible, right? Apparently, and tifshu minei dikhui me'ikara lo havi dikhui. That could answer. This theoretically should answer the question of whether something that was originally no good, right, is always no good. And we don't say that. So therefore we have to say that it became black on Yom Tov. Right? Problem is that nira v'nidchehu. Right? Apparently that's going to be, and the hadas therefore is going to be nira. It's going to be able to be used for the mitzvah. But then it became nidcha, it became possible, because the berries turned black, meaning when Yantif hit, the berries were green, the hadas was kosher. Then they turned black, then it was no good. So Shmat Minas, so that should teach us the din, that nir v'nidcha chozer v'nir, that something that is able to be used for a mitzvah, then it was possible, can once again be used, then can be re-koshered, right, and used for the mitzvah again. Right, but we don't see that answers our question. I mean, the Gemara is not ready to assume that answers the question. The Gemara says, "Olam de'eshcha me'ekara." Now, it must be, really, the Mishnah originally is dealing with a case where the berries were black before Yantif, and dichui me'ekara lo havi dichui tivshem inei. You tell me that will resolve the answer of dichui me'ekara lo havi dichui, that if something is no good originally, it's not always no good, you can fix it. Right. So that tells me that dichui meikara lo havi dichui, that something that is no good originally is not forever possible, you can fix it. But it does not tell me, it does not answer the question of whether something is able to be used for the mitzvah, then it becomes possible if you can re-kosher it at a later date. Now, in Echanami, we said before that we were not so happy to say that Dichui Meikar Lo Havi Dichui, that we didn't want to necessarily conclude that. Right? The Rishonim deal with, right, what case Argamar is talking about. Right? It could be in Echanami, Ayin Sham, right? There's the Rashi over here, and there's, if I'm not mistaken, I'm not sure. Okay, in Echanami, there's definitely what to look around. I mean, because again, the Gemara here is very happy to say dichui me'ekara lo havi dichui tivshem inei. Before, we were not happy to say that. Okay, so in Echanami, I'm sure, I don't remember off the top of my head. Just looking at Tosos. I don't remember off the top of my head. I didn't see it when I was preparing the daf, but there definitely is what to talk about. Okay, fighter. Let's get to the Mishnah. Tanur Rabbanan will learn the Rebbe. Aim matin b'yantav. You can't take the berries off on Yantav. Mishur Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Amru matin. Right, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon says you can't. So he says, I have a common takin mana b'yantav. Then we say it's, again. We said then Tanur Rabbanan, you can't fix something on Yantav. So Amru Ravashi, Kigon shalakten la'achila. No, case here is where you're eating them. Right? You're not fixing the hadas. You're eating them. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Sabra Karavua. Rabbi Elazar holds like his father, Rabbi Shimon. That's already brings us back to Masechta Shabbos. Tamar, Davar Shem Neskavin Motar. Again, he's intending to eat them, not intending to fix the hadas. So therefore, right, if you eat them, that's Motar, and the hadas becomes fixed. I have a Bible, Rabbi Damar Tavayu, Mother Rabbi Shimon, Psikresha Velodamos. But doesn't we say that Rabbi Shimon agrees in a Psikresha? But it's definitely going to happen. Right, you plucking the berries off the hadas is definitely going to make it kosher, even though you're intending to eat them. So Gemara says, yeah, Hachamayaskinon, Islay Hoshana Achrizi. Famous line, there's a ton of literature on this line. The case over here is where a person has another hadas, meaning he doesn't need the hadas that he's plucking. Right? So therefore, he's allowed to use it. It's not considered to be fixing this hadas because he doesn't necessarily need it for the mitzvah. A lot of ink on this. If you're going to check out one thing on this daf and being ma'ayin, it's definitely this one line you should poke around. Okay, vayter. Let's get to the Mishnah. Tanur Rabbanan lo d'rav Raisa. Hutar agdo b'yantav. Let's say the eged, the binding of the lulav and the hadas and the aravos came apart on yantav. So agdo ka'agudu sh'yarek. You should wrap it around like you would wrap vegetables, meaning you have to be careful. You can't tie anything right on yantav. So kind of just, you know, wrap it like you would wrap some vegetables together. The Gemara says, ay ve'amai, why? Why do you have to do that measly type of wrapping? But le'inve mi'anav, tie it with a bow, right? Just like you tie a shoelace. Right? You're allowed to make a bow on Yontif. It's not usher. So Gemara says, Hamani, whose sheet does this? This is Rabbi Yehuda. If you remember, again, in Masechta Shabbos, right, the Amar Anivak Shirim al-Yasahi, who holds that even a bow, right, is usher mid'oraisa because of kosher. So Gemara says, Ayi Rabbi Yehuda, Eged mal-Yasahi. Well, one second. If you're talking about Rabbi Yehuda, so Rabbi Yehuda requires Eged, right? He's the one who says that you need to be ma'aged, you need to bind together, right, the lulav and all the other stuff. So he's, how does that help you? Right, just tie it together, right? Like you tie vegetables, right? How does this measly tying help? Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says that you need to tie it together good. So Rabbi Gemara says, Haitana Samarle Kavasi Vechada, Upalagala Vechada. Yeah, so this Tana, who's quoting the Salachos, holds a Rabbi Yehuda that an aniva, that a bow is usher and yantif, but he doesn't agree that you need to tie. You need to be ma'aged the lulav and esrog, or the lulav, together properly. Okay, shkoyach gadol rabosa, we go right to the hilgashas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.